Food manufacturers want the government to give the okay to calling products using genetically engineered ingredients natural foods. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, in for Rebecca Williams. So I'm at my local grocery store, and I'm looking for the term natural or naturally, and I didn't have to go very far. Here in the cereal aisle, naturally flavored, 100% natural, all natural pancake mix. A couple of aisles over looking at the chips, we've got all natural pretzels, naturally sweet popcorn. And here's a drink that says naturally flavored beverage with other natural flavors blended with vitamins. But what does natural mean? Well, turns out maybe not as much as you think it does.
FDA allows foods to be labeled as natural if they've been minimally processed and they are free of artificial or synthetic ingredients.
Scott Faber is with the Environmental Working Group. He says natural does not mean that food was grown pesticide-free. It doesn't mean meat is antibiotic-free. And it doesn't mean your milk didn't come from a cow pumped up on hormones. Well, now the Grocery Manufacturers Association is asking the Food and Drug Administration for approval to label foods containing genetically engineered ingredients as natural. Faber says that makes a term like natural of little value.
And allowing companies to use GE ingredients when consumers are already very confused about what natural means would just sow even more consumer confusion.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association did not respond to a request for an interview. You might have heard this week the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued a study about what might be done to keep those invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. It took 7 years, and that was a rush job after some members of Congress accused the Corps of dragging its feet. The study outlines 8 different scenarios. One of them would be to do nothing. That would mean hoping an electronic barrier in a Chicago canal keeps the Asian carp in the Mississippi River Basin and stops them from getting into the Great Lakes. The biggest plan would cost $18 billion and take 25 years to complete. It would put a permanent physical barrier between the river system and the lakes to keep the invasive fish out of Lake Michigan. Tom Henry reports on environmental issues for the Toledo Blade newspaper and has covered Great Lakes issues, well, for a really long time. He says at least the Corps got the study out and the Great Lakes states can start lobbying Washington.
Now they can sound out Congress and see what kind of response and get the ball rolling that should have been rolling a long time ago.
And Henry says the Asian carp are not going to play nice and stay out of the Great Lakes while waiting for the Corps to complete its 25-year plan.
I think the question that a lot of people have is what to do to fill that window of time, a very long 25 years.
The group which represents the Great Lakes states is the Great Lakes Commission. Tim Eder is the executive director. He says he's glad the Corps of Engineers study is finished, but
it does not give us a recommendation. It's disappointing in the fact that, you know, we've spent 7 years working on this and we don't have a clear path forward.
So the 8 states will have to get together, see if they can agree on one of the scenarios, and hopefully come up with something soon. In the meantime, they need an interim plan.
That's one of the things that we're going to be focusing on, is identifying what can be done in the short term to reduce risk as we move forward toward those long-term solutions like physical separation.
Because those Asian carp are not likely to wait around to see what the Corps of Engineers finally ends up doing. And once those fish invade the Great Lakes, it's hard telling what kind of damage they might do to fishing in the lakes or the streams that feed the lakes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.